One of them is probably the standard one that any CIO, especially in a relatively new organization, it's continuing to build the MPBD office of the Chief Information Office. So it's recruiting and hiring and budgets and all the standard activities that we have to do. And then we touched upon it a little bit before the break about continuing to establish processes and procedures and governance, given that we are in a decentralized model here and having to have some good, solid, clear, dotted lines to support the mission, but also make sure that we're achieving what we're supposed to be achieving with the taxpayer dollars. I'd also say One DHS. There's a lot of activity as far as at an infrastructure and technology standpoint that we'll continue to support this year. For example, we have multiple systems and programs migrating into DHS data centers from various places that legacy systems perhaps resided and hosted. So that's been a very big activity and engineering challenge. It's keeping the airplane running with and changing the engines at the same time to no impact to the mission. And then, as I mentioned, I think earlier was many of the programs and offices and systems within MPPD provide service and support to many other entities. So continuing standard operating procedures and service level agreement monitoring, somewhat into the ITIL, models. So we're going to be pushing that as well.
Now, you mentioned a couple things I want to go back to. Recruiting, hiring, budgets. That's a typical CIO role. It's probably maybe the part of the job that most CIOs would tell you they'd like to give to somebody else. But the recruiting piece, DHS is really pushing that recruiting. They're trying to hire 1,000 cybersecurity professionals. I've talked to the DHS CIO, Richard Spires, and he wants to hire more people in the CIO's office itself because the ratio is a little off. Where do you see your hiring happening? Are you specifically recruiting for some positions within MPPD?
Well, specifically within my office, and quite honestly, we've had some really good success, and it's not just the current economy and whatnot. Most of the folks that come into the federal service and who I have on staff right now have had many years of private sector experience and other agencies and whatnot, and they're coming into federal service because they believe in the mission and they want to contribute to the country. So that's always kind of continuing refreshing item that I've seen. So it's really trying to get those the best people and the brightest people into these positions to help support what we're trying to do. And so far, I've been pleasantly surprised. It's hasn't been difficult to recruit folks into the positions I have.
Do you have any open positions now that you're specifically looking for?
I believe we have a few on the street, but I'd have to check with actually my deputy for one of those activities that I've slotted in as far as tracking HR. But project manager, also capital planning and investment control, kind of standard functional areas that a CIO office has.
Because, there's lots of people looking for jobs. I'm sure if they're listening, they will send you their resume immediately, right?
Absolutely. That's we're always looking for good folks.
One DHS has been around for a number of years. Data center consolidation, email consolidation, a lot of the different activities have been going on. How is that effort affecting MPPD? Are you guys losing some control of specific systems that would go enterprise-wide, for instance? Are you gaining control of some systems? What's the effect of One DHS on MPPD?
So the continuation of the One DHS has actually been a fairly positive from an MPPD perspective. Getting into the DHS data centers and moving towards managed services and potential of virtualization is always, as we're looking at cost-effectiveness, I see it from an MPPD perspective also as a cybersecurity initiative to get our applications and systems into DHS. Not that they're not secure now, but moving into those One DHS sites. So far, it's mainly from a support standpoint, I'd say from a tier one, standard ping power pipe. We aren't losing any systems, and we're not necessarily gaining any systems at this point. We already utilize departmental or other agency services for, financial management and email and those activities. So hasn't seen any big impact from that perspective. Obviously, it's always an engineering challenge as you're migrating and transitioning to a new infrastructure from an old. So it hasn't been easy, but it is something that's the right thing to do, and we're moving with all due speed to do so.
Because I know that the impact on DHS with one DHS, I mean, obviously, we've heard Secretary Napolitano talk about it. As I mentioned, Richard Spires, the DHS CIO, is talking about it. So I wasn't sure if it's kind of floating down to your level where they're saying, okay, here's your new email system, or here's your new XYZ system that you're going to be working on.
And actually, that's how DHS operates and how Mr. Spires is operating the DHS CIO. We have, you know, the DHS CIO Council and all the component CIOs, we all sit on that council, and we actually make sure we're discussing and that we're collaborating and that we're having offsites for those major departmental activities, and allowing and actually having the opportunity for DHS to enterprise level support for email and for some of those other standard activities, you know, collaboration tools, you know, gives us the opportunity for enterprise licensing and for us to focus on those, you know, mission programs, those mission applications down at our offices and programs.